having seen what heaven was like. He was fighting the devil on one side, religious leaders on the other side, and all the forces of evil. One side of him, he was ready to go, and on the other side, he was willing to stay. America has become so anti-church, anti-Christian in such a short time. We're attracted more to the things of this world, and we've lost sight in the vision of heavenly things. We're attracted more to the present age than the one that's in glory. It's saying, come on home. And it's no wonder that they feel stuck between two worlds. I thought about what one hospice nurse said. Somebody asked as their loved one was just hanging on and just seemed like they was just here in body only. They asked the hospice nurses, why is it that they're just holding on? It seems like they're just hanging on to life. I mean, why don't they just go ahead and go? That hospice nurse said something I'll never forget. He said that the body was not created to die. It was never God's intention for us to die. He created us to live forever. But sin entered in. I've said this before, but you read it in the book of Genesis, you'll find out that Adam was created in the likeness and the image of God. But Seth was created in the likeness of Adam. You see, man took on sin nature. And because of sin, there had to be the bloodshed for the remissions of sin. Death has to come. And now we have this thing, this struggle. The body is dying, and we have this pull from heaven. We feel a tug from yonder's world, and we feel stuck. I know some of you may not feel that, but the older I get and the more I've got to go to heaven for, the more tug I'm feeling. The more mess this world's getting in, the more of heaven it looks better every day. There are some things that I want to see when I get to heaven. I want to see for myself. It's not that I doubt it. But I wrote down just a few things that I want to see. I want to see the book of life with my name in it. It's not that I doubt that it's there. I know my name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. I know beyond a shadow of it, but I want to see it for myself. Matter of fact, Jesus told us in Luke chapter 10 and verse 20, this is Jesus speaking. He said, notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Now, I don't know how they're written in heaven. I don't know if they're in alphabetical order. I don't know. Maybe they're in chronological order. Can you imagine from the day of Pentecost to Ford? What a book that must be. But I know I want to see my name. It may be a new name that's written down. I don't know. Maybe, but I want to see the book of life. I know my name is there. But I want to see the book that it's written in. So some of y'all may remember the name Maze Jackson. He was a radio personality that done a lot of radio shows for truck drivers, gospel program that he put on for, played all across the United States. Trying to reach the lost, especially the truck drivers, it felt like that was his missionary field that he preached to. But he often talked about a soldier in World War II is on the battlefield. That soldier, they had been attacked, and there was several of them that had been critically injured. And the medic was there going from one soldier to the next, trying to figure out which ones he could save. And as this young man was laying there on the battlefield, the life's blood was flowing out of him every time his heart beat. The blood was just continuing to pump. A soldier raised his hand and said, "Here, here." He went past him and went on to another one that possibly he could save. And he got to the next one and the next one. And he said, that young man had raised his hand, "Here, here." About the third time that young man raised his arm, he knew that there was nothing he could do for him. He went over to him and he said, his eyes come back into focus, that young soldier's eyes come back into focus and realize he was back in this world. And he says, "Oh, I'm sorry, medic, I wasn't calling to you. I was hearing the roll call up in heaven, and I was just trying to answer my name. Here I am. I want to know that my name is written. I want to hear him say, 'Well done, enter in, my good and faithful servant.' I want to see the book that my name is written down in. I want to see the bottle that holds all of my tears. You may be a bigger man than I am, but I cry. Brother Virgil, I cried at funerals. I cried at weddings. Hey, it's okay to be happy and cry. I've cried in pain. Anymore, I cry all the time." But he said that he would wipe all of our tears away. No more tears. If there's no more tears, he's got to dump that bottle out and wipe them away. I want to see my tears. I want to see the bride. Listen to me, it's hard to get all the churches together down here. I know people that would come to church, but there's certain people that come here and they don't want to come because they come. That's what they tell me. "Well, I can't go to church there. There's hypocrites that go. One more won't hurt. Come on." You know, they say some of the greatest mysteries when we get to heaven is going to be figuring out who was there that we didn't think would make it. And then there's going to be some disappointments because there's going to be some people that are not there that we thought would surely be there. And if we're honest with ourselves, the greatest miracle of all is that I make it. Hallelujah, by the precious blood of the Lamb, the grace of God, my name is written down there. I want to see the bride, and I'm part of the bride, blood bought. Hallelujah. I want to see the church. Now, wait a minute. Sister Paula, I'm going to pick on you. She's a Methodist. You think Methodists will make it? Brother Trey? Janie's been coming along here long enough. She's no longer Methodist. She's been converted. I see some Baptist. I see some Pentecostal. I even see some Californians. Are you with me? I want to see the church, the bride of Christ, singing and praising and worshiping Him because He's worthy. It's not because of our differences, because we dress different or we act different or we talk different. I want to see the church because they're blood bought. Gathered together in unity and worshiping. I want to see the bridegroom, not as the portraits that I've seen painted. I want to see Him as John the Revelator saw Him. Amen. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 14. He said His head and His hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. And His eyes were as a flame of fire, and His feet like unto fine brass, as if it burned in a furnace, and His voice as a sound of many waters. I want to see Him like John saw Him. I want to fall at His feet as dead and worship Him. I don't want to see Him hanging on a crucifix somewhere. My Jesus is not on a crucifix. He is risen. I want to see my brothers and my sisters, my family and friends who've gone on before. That's why I'm stuck between two worlds. I've got a lot to go to heaven for. And then I thought about there's some things that I won't see when I get there. You know, there's some things that you never see after you see Jesus. Did you realize that in your Bible, that after the recording of the birth of Christ, there are no other babies that are recorded in Scripture? What are you going to write about? After the birth of Christ, what are you going to write about? A child being born. Did you realize that there is no other wise men recorded in Scripture? After the wise men come to see Christ, no others. There's no other shepherds mentioned, except for the parables and the teaching of Christ when He said, taught about that, I am the good shepherd. All of the other shepherds that He spoke about or spoke about in the Word after Christ are just hirelings. But I got to thinking about when we get to heaven, there's going to be some things that we don't see there anymore. John wrote about it in Revelation 21 and 1. He said, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And the first heaven was... And the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Did you ever think about that? There's not going to be any more sea. He goes on to tell us in verse number 6. Or verse number 4. Revelation 21, 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. In verse 6 he said, and he said unto me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of water of life freely. He said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. You know what that is? That is the Greek Hebrew, the Greek alphabet. That is A. What he's saying is, I am the A to Z. I wrote down just a few things that if you don't care, I'm gonna read to you what I wrote down here. Some things that I'm not going to see when I get to heaven. I'm not going to see. I'm not going to have any adversaries. There's not going to be any aches, no addictions, no anxiety, no agitators, no Amber Alerts, no adulterers, no abortions, no amputations. There's not going to be any bad breath, no body odor, no broken hearts, no broken homes, no breakups, no bills, no bill collectors, no backaches, no bullying, no battles, no business meetings. No more church business. Hallelujah. No more church business meetings. There's not going to be any more cancer, no coughs, no catastrophes. There's not going to be conflicts, any crash diets. There's not going to be any cemeteries, no corruption, no crutches, no caste, no crime, no child abuse, no chemotherapy. There's not going to be any crosses along the side of the road anymore. There's not going to be any deception, no depression, no divorce, no drama, no doctors, no disease, no double chins, and no devil. There's not going to be any evil, no eyeglasses and no enemies, no elections, no evictions, and no earthquakes. There's not going to be any fighting, no fruitcakes, no foreclosures, no fear, no funerals, no fussing, no fault finding, no false teeth, no gossip, no guilt, no greed, no goodbyes and no graves, no hospitals, no heart attacks, no hurricanes, no hate, no homelessness, no hearing aids. There you are, Brother Blake. No hatred, no human trafficking. No injustice and no insurance. No infertility and no infidelity. No insecurity and no infomercials. No inoperable tumors and no IRS Janie. No junk mail, no jealousy, no jails. No knee replacements, no kidney stones, no Kleenex boxes, no killings, and no killjoys. There's not going to be legalism, no life support or lawyers, loneliness, labor camps, liars, liquor, love handles, no light bills, for he will light the city of light. No murders, no mice, no mosquitoes, no medicine, no MRIs and no multiple sclerosis, no middle of the night phone calls anymore, no miscarriages and no misunderstandings. There's not going to be any nastiness, no needs, because Jesus will supply every need that we have. No night sweats and no nursing homes, no negativity and no needles. No operation, no orphanage, no oppression. No Obamacare, no opposition and no objections and no opinions. No pretending and no plastic surgery, no politicians, no pacemakers. No persecution and no pain. No prejudice, no poverty, and no more pink slips. No more pastors and no preachers. You say, well, why not pastors? We don't need any preaching over there, for the lost will all be saved. All the wrongs will already be made right. There'll be no need for preachers, no need for altars, no need for altar calls. We'll be worshiping around the great white throne. No more quitting, no quarreling, no qualifying, no racism and no rejection, no road rage, no reprobates, no revenge and no radiation, no security systems. We can sleep there with the doors unlocked and the windows open. No more sleepless nights in no slums, no suicides, no school shootings, no sadness, no spandex, and no slander. No treatment centers, no tears, no trials, no temptations, no tissue boxes, no tornadoes, no trafficking any tiny children, no tiny caskets, no more taxes, no Unabombers, no unwanted, no unloved, and no undertakers. No victims, no violence, no vindictiveness, no vaccinations, and no vices. No waiting rooms and wheelchairs. No waxing and wounds. No x-rays, no yelling. And nobody there is going to be zapped or zonked. Not going to be drug addicts there. They're going to be in the right mind. They're going to be worshiping. Heaven is a great place. There's some things that I want to see, but there's some things that I won't see. I won't ever see another altar with someone crying on it. There'll be no broken hearts. You know, the greatest day of your life will be the day that you say that heaven is worth it all. I feel the tug betwixt two worlds. The reality of what's going on here. This world's a mess with Iran and Cuba and Iraq and the what was the Medes and the Persians and the Houthis and it's a mess. But I'm feeling the tug from heaven shore, Brother Bobby. I'm ready to just go on. I can just imagine how the Apostle Paul felt 14 years later after he finally got up the courage to write about what he saw, having to live here betwixt two worlds, knowing what was going on and what he had seen. I haven't seen what the Apostle Paul seen. But I'll tell you what I've seen so far and what I felt, I want to go. I want to go. You know, I've done a lot of studying on the eagle. And the eagle has tubes in its eyes that there's it's actually a pectin that's in there. It's a little tubes of electrolytes. And as an eagle ages, you know, an eagle never flies far from home. They'll soar high in the air, but they never get really far from home unless they're forced out of the home which they was raised in. But as the eagle ages and if they start to get too far, I don't really understand how all this works, but it's kind of like an electromagnetic field that draws them. And if they get too far away from home, there's a pressure inside of their eyes that tells them that I'm getting too far away from home. I'm flying in the wrong direction. And it'll tell that eagle to turn around. They can find their way back even in the storm. That would preach. You know what it is? I'm feeling a pressure that's telling me that I'm getting closer and closer to home. Church, keep your eyes upon heaven. Don't get your eyes focused upon this world and the world condition, but keep our eyes focused upon home. Caught between two worlds. There's something inside of me as I begin to look at the current events that tells me that I need to quit looking around here and start looking there. Amen. Come on, brother. Time is swiftly fading. And it seems like the faster it goes, the faster it gets. It's going so fast. I keep thinking any day now, I could see heaven. Church, I don't know how much longer we've got, but I believe he's coming, and he's coming quick. I've done my best tonight. I hope I've encouraged someone. But I've just felt real heavy this week. that I've been stuck between two worlds. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm still going to take my blood pressure medication. But if I was to go tomorrow, don't cry for me. Are you understanding me? Don't cry for me. I'm still here because my work is not done. But I'll tell you what, I'm feeling the tug from heaven's shores. I'm ready to go. I'm ready for Him to split the eastern sky. Sure, I've got loved ones. I'd love to see them come in. I'd love to see them get saved. But I've got more to go to heaven for than I had yesterday. Let's come around. Let's find us a place to pray. Let's have a season of prayer tonight before we leave.